弟兄姐妹，新年好
！Good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
进入2022年，我们希望这一年啊，我们在也是我们这个新冠疫情的第三年了啊。
So we enter 2022. That's also the third year of a pandemic.
希望这一年会有更多神的恩典跟保守。
So we hope that we have more of God's protection.
也希望在这一年我们的教会弟兄姐妹都蒙到神更多的恩典。
Our brother and sister receive more grace and mercy from the Lord.
那今天开始呢，我们新的一年将开始一个新的讲道系列。
So we're going to start a new series, start the new year.
我们亚伯拉罕的故事已经讲完了。
We already finished the story of Abraham.
然后我们回到新约要看彼得前后书。
So we're going to start New Testament. We're going to start the First and Second Peter.
那么彼得前后书的一个主题就是说我们在基督里面的盼望。
And so in Peter, we talk about that hope in Christ.
我想在这个时代这个时刻，没有什么比有持守我们在基督里的盼望来得更重要。
There's nothing more important to hold on the hope in Christ.
我还记得我刚来美国的时候啊，那个时候啊，我的老板呢，他是一个很喜欢呢带学生出去吃饭的人。
And so when I just remember when I arrived in the United States, my boss loved to take employee to restaurant.
所以我们一帮学生常常跟他一起去吃饭，他最喜欢吃的菜是意大利菜。
And so the very often the student will go to with the professor to go to restaurant. His favorite dish is Italian food.
所以到了餐馆呢，大家就开始点菜啊。
And so when we go to the restaurant, we start look at the menu.
那我是第一次来吃这个意大利餐，我打开那个菜单，我就不知点什么东西好。
And so this is the first time I ever in an Italian restaurant. So when I look the menu, I have no idea what to choose.
所以我看到学长学姐他们都点好了东西，我还在那琢磨这到底是什么东西啊。
And so when others already finished their ordering, and I have no idea why I should order.
所以就看到一个鸡，好吧，就吃点鸡了。
So when I see the word chicken, so I decide to eat that one.
好，等着这个侍应生把这个鸡给我端上来，是一整只鸡。
So when the waiter actually brought my dish, it's a whole chicken.
我怎么能把这一只整鸡鸡吃了
？How am I going to finish the whole chicken？
而且当时我也不知道这美国的鸡啊是不太好吃的。
And I didn't know the chicken United States was not that flavor。
所以这个鸡呢，差不多吃了没有多少，最后还要带回去继续吃。
So I couldn't even finish. I still need to take it home。
我后来跟他们出去吃饭次数多了。
And then I went with them several times。
所以慢慢就摸出一些窍门。
So I got some choices.
你到了一个餐馆，你什么都不知道，这个餐馆东西好不好？你可以多问几句。
So if you go to a new restaurant, you don't know which one's good, you should ask.
Yeah, 可以问问旁边的左边的、右边的，最好的是问那个侍应生。哎，你人家的餐馆什么东西最好吃
？So you can ask the people around you. The best way is to ask the waiter that what is your favorite dish here.
所以这样就避免了很多这种尴尬的局面。
And so can avoid a lot of things that are necessary.
弟兄姐妹，有没有人问过关于你的信仰
？And so, brother and sister, have ever people asked you about your faith?
你信基督，什么是最好
？What is the best about your faith?
你信基督有什么好处没有
？And what do you get from believing God?
你们教会最吸引人的地方是什么
？And what is the things that attract people the most from the church?
我想。大家可能听到各种各样的答案、啊、
And so we probably heard all different type answers.
我们教会的弟兄姐妹都很有爱心呐、啊。
And yeah, we our brothers and sisters they have a lot of love.
哎，我们教会组织很多精彩的节目、啊。
We have wonderful programs.
马上又到中国新年了，我们有更精彩的节目、啊。
So we're going to enter the Chinese New Year. We'll have another program.
我们教会当你有困难的时候，可以得到帮助。
And so if you have a problem, you go to church. They can help you.
来到教会的话。你的小孩子的成长会很有很多的帮助。
And so when you come to church, that will really help your children.
我想这些都是很好的。
Yeah, those are the good answers.
但是 什么是我们信仰最好的东西。
But what is the most important thing in our faith?
这个需要我们来认真的思想。
So we really need to seriously think about it.
不然的话，我们就会把一些不重要的东西当做是重要的东西。
Otherwise, it's going to be inevitable that we're going to treat an important thing as an important thing.
而那个最重要的东西，我们却把它忽视。
But the important thing we often ignore.
今天我们来思想彼得前书的这段经文。
So today we're going to study the First Peter.
正是讲的这个我们所要讲的主题。
So that will answer you exactly for the subject of this passage.
所以彼得前书是彼得写给小西亚教会的信徒的一封信。
So the First Peter is a letter from Peter to write to the minor Asian believers.
主要的目的就是说，当他们面临逼迫的时候，怎么样可以站立得稳。
And so when they do the persecution, how they can stand firm.
那有人可能会说，在北美的教会，我们没有什么逼迫呀。
And so a lot of people say, in North America, we don't have a persecution.
不像那个在中国的教会。
Not like a church in China.
其实无论顺境还是逆境，我想我们的信仰的挑战都是一样。
And no matter you are, have a good time or bad time, the challenges remain the same.
就是说我们怎么样能够关注我们信仰最重要。
And that's really focus what is the most important thing our faith.
我们现在生活的这个时代啊叫信息时代。
So nowadays we call information age.
所谓资讯呢是铺天盖地的。
And so the information is overwhelming.
你像这个脸书啊推特啊这些社交的平台都很多啊。
And so like a Twitter and a Facebook and those kind of platform everywhere.
那都据说号称都有上亿人的这个这个用户。
And they call they have hundreds of millions users.
那么从中国大陆来的很多华人都用微信。
And the people from mainland China usually use a WeChat.
那么大家是从台湾来的或者是日本啊韩国啊他们多半用Line.
And from people from Taiwan, Japan, and Korea, they very often use Line.
那么从香港来的，他们是用 WhatsApp.
And from people from Hong Kong, use WhatsApp.
所以不管怎样，都是很多的社交的这个团体在那里。
And no matter what, there's a lot of those groups for social media.
有一次我接到一个电话，是我大学同学打来的。
And one time I received a phone call from my college.
几十年都没有见到他，也没有跟他联系。
From a few decades, we have never contacted each other.
那么他打电话给我，赶快你加入一个群哈。
And so he called me, say, please join this group.
同学的群哈。
And it's the alumni group.
所以我们这个群里有很多哈。
And so there are so many different groups.
都有同乡会啊，校友会啊。
And like a fellow township association with alumni.
所以我们教会有很多群。
And even our church, we have several groups.
所以每个人都加入很多的群。
So everyone joined a lot of different groups.
每个群里都有很多的信息在上。
And there's a lot of information there.
所以你啊要找信息的话，真是不缺乏很多的信息。
And so it's never lack of information.
所以有一次的年轻朋友告诉我说：“陈牧师啊，你啊要尽快的给人家回这个短信的啊。”
And so one young person told me that you need to immediately respond to the message.
那时我刚刚开始用微信，他说你如果不回人家短信，那是很不礼貌的。
It's very, it's not polite to not respond, to people, message.
我就一想，哎呀，活了这么大年纪，一不小心变成不礼貌了。
And so it was like, oh, I've been living so long, and now I don't want to be impolite.
所以人家要 post 什么，你要给人家去点赞的。
And so sometimes people will post something, you need to say like.
你要不点的话，人家也不会给你点赞。
So if you don't say like, and other then other people will not like your comments either.
从头要学习怎么样去有礼貌啊。
And so you need to start learn how to be polite.
所以呢，你看，牧师很多现在的手机啊，就在工作，在手机。
And very often we work on our phone.
但是很多的时候你不留意，我们在上面花很多的时间。
But if you don't pay attention, then actually you spend a lot of time on this information.
所以会发现这琐琐碎碎的事情一下子就把你的时间都占去了。
Those trivial things occupy you so much time.
你会发觉我没有时间啊，要做其他一些应该做或者是想要做的事。
So I don't have time to do other things that probably is more important.
所以大家都是非常的忙碌。
So we are all very busy.
忙碌到一个程度，大家开车的时候你发现大家做很多副业。
And so even the people driving, they do other things as well.
你看开车的话，正在听个音乐啊。
And when you drive, you listen to
music. 这都算不算什么，算正常的。
So it's normal to listen to the radio and music.
这个有没有看过一边开车，一边打电话的？
And have you seen people driving and talking?
Yeah, 没有问题。现在很多 Bluetooth, 对不对？
So you have Bluetooth,
打电话都很方便，不用拿着手举着。
You don't have to handheld.
哎，有没有看过一边开车一边喝咖啡的？
And you have been watching people driving and drinking coffee.
有没有看过一边开车一边吃早饭的？
And we're driving and eating breakfast.
嘿嘿，我这个常常开车哈，看到各种各样开车的。我有一次看见一个女士一边开车
一边打工，
厉害了！
还没呢。I've seen so many.
我赶快离你远一点。
When I see a lady driving, I was in the meantime put a makeup on.
为什么？我们太忙了。
Why?
因为这个时间我们都要快抓紧利用。
Even we want to use the time when we're driving.
实际上很多是我们把生活填的太满的话，很难。就把那个最重要的事情就忘记掉。
Very often we ignore the important thing because we fill our time with unimportant things.
所以信息时代的特点是信息很多，不是信息太少。
And so information age is that we have too much information, not lack of information.
所以我们知道怎么样去筛选这些信息。
So we need to filter.
那么特别是我在做查经培训的时候，我也跟大家讲。说你一上网啊、哦，很多的讯息，所以你要学会知道说我去看哪些信息，我去听哪些信息。
So when you try to find out information, there actually is too many information available for you, so you need to filter.
我们不是说听这个怎么讲的，听那个怎么讲。
It's not because we listen to this one and that one.
我们首先要回到圣经说，圣经是怎么讲。
The most importantly, we need to go back to the Bible, what Bible says.
所以彼得前书的这段经文呢、啊，是开篇的第一段，把基督的救恩真是讲的是淋漓尽致。
So the passage in First Peter's exposition of salvation can be quite incisive and very vivid.
所以人生最重要的，不外乎就是我们这一生要有益。
And so the most important in our lives of what is beneficial to us.
而不是受损。
And it's not a loss.
所以我们现在就来看这一段经文，在彼得前书第一章一到十二节。
So let's look First Peter chapter 1 verse 1 to 12.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开彼得前书的第一章一到十二节。
So you have a Bible, please open your Bible.
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
And Pastor Chen will read Chinese, I will read English.
彼得前书第一章第一节，耶稣基督的使徒彼得。写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚西亚、比推尼寄居的。
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, who was elect, stranger in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。愿恩惠平安多多的加给你。
Who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by His blood, grace and peace be yours in abundance.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、为你们存留在天上的基业。
And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you.
你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备的。到末世要显现的救恩
who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that's ready to be revealed in the last time.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验应能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得的称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
This had come so that your faith of a greater worth than gold, which perished even though refined by fire, may be proven genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来。
Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and all filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
For you are received the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知，早已详细的寻求考察。
Concerning the salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care.
就是考察在你们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀，是指着什么时候，并怎样的时候。
Try to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the suffering of Christ.And the glories that will follow.
他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事，不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们。天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you. When they spoke of the things that have now been told you.By those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, even angels long to look into these things.
所以我们看到整个彼得前书其实只有五章，不是很长。
So we look at the first Peter, we have five chapters.
所以大概可以分成两部分。
And we can divide it by two.
那么第一部分它主要是讲到救恩的果效。
And it talks about the result of salvation.
那第二部分讲到救恩的应用。
And application of salvation.
那么这个书的主题是在第一章的第七节，就是我们今天读的这段经文。
And so the focus, the main thing is in the chapter 1, verse 7.
那么经过试验，信心更显宝贵。
So when we talk about your things have been tried or trial, that your faith will be more precious.
英文不出来。
Click on it. Change it.
好，先来。这是英文。那我们看到说，彼得呢是以使徒的权柄。他来写信给小西亚教会的信徒。
So we see that Paul, I mean Peter, and use the apostle authority to write the letter to Asia Minor believers.
所以这段经文大概可以分成三个部分。
And so this passage can divide into three parts.
那么第一节和第二节是讲明了这个写信的人跟收信的人。
And the first of verse 1 to 2 describe the writer and the recipient.
这是写信的惯例。
And this is usually the norm.
那么第三节跟第九节，这是这段经文的核心。
The verse 3 to 9 are the core.
那么深刻的阐明了救恩。
And profoundly clarify salvation.
那么第十节到第十二节呢，则是说明了这个救恩的奇妙。
And so the verse 10 to 12 that first describe the wonder of salvation.
那么上帝从本古时代就开始预备这个救恩。
And so God from the beginning has prepared salvation.
就是直到耶稣基督实现的时候。
Until it realized by Jesus Christ.
对，特别强调圣灵的工作。
And talk about Holy Spirit's work.
也想到天使甚至怎么样， 都要为这个救恩感到奇妙。
Even angels marvel at the salvation.
所以我们怎么可以忽视
？How can we ignore it?
所以我们先来看第二节。
And so let's look at verse two.
第二节本来是讲到这些收信人的啊。
And the verse two usually talks about recipients.
但是我们发现彼得却用了这么长的描述来讲到信徒。
And so the Peter used a very long description about those believers.
这就是一个信徒的群体。
And this is talk about believer is as a group.
这里我们看到有三位一体的神来成就救恩。
And talk about trivium.
那么首先是父神上帝的拣选。
And talk about the chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.
然后有圣灵的洁净。
And so sanctifying work of spirit.
最后是耶稣基督的拯救。
To obedience to Jesus Christ.
那么这里特别是讲到洒血用。这个洒血这个例子哈，就是又蒙他血所洒。
And you talk about example, you talk about sprinkling by his blood.
这是讲到旧约的时候，以色列人是用动物的血来做洁净的工作。
And we talk about the in Old Testament, we use animals' blood to sanctify.
但这里是耶稣基督的宝血。
But here we talk about his blood of Jesus Christ.
特别注意这里面的两个词，这个顺服跟这个。洒血这两个词在希腊原文里是连在一起的。
And so there are two words that in Greek that actually come to bind together.
那么这两个词在一起呢是二词一义。
And so that means the two words but one meaning.
这是希腊文的一个特点，是两个名词在一起，但它不是两个意思，两个名词是一个意思。
And so two words in one meaning.
所以说我们罪得赦免。和我们顺服基督是一回事，不是两件事情。
So our salvation obedience is one meaning, one thing.
所以我们看到这里面讲到第三节第九节是我刚才讲的重中之重，它讲的九分。
And so the verse 3 to 9 is the most important bounding and connotation of salvation.
所以第三节说我们要有这个活泼的盼望。
We need to have a lively hope.
这个重点是什么？我们信仰的重点是我刚才讲的，就是这个活泼的盼望。
I'll talk about lively hope.
这个活泼的盼望是什么呢
？So why is it?
我们看前面去看，就是我们可以借耶稣基督从死里复活。
And so through Jesus Christ that we can be resurrected.
那第四节讲到我们可以承受将来的基业。
And so the verse 4 talk about we can receive inheritance.
所以讲到这个基业，彼得用了三个不同的词。
And talk about inheritance, Peter uses 3 different words.
说不能朽坏。
And not perish.
不能玷污，不能衰残。
And there's nothing that will disappear or never fade away.
所以在原文里面，这个三个词是同一个字母来开头的。
And so those three words start with same letter.
那么也是同一个音节来结束的。
And the same syllable to end.
所以彼得这里讲的三个事情是一回事。
So the three things are also same thing.
就是说神给我们预备的救恩之宝贵啊，是没有办法用语言来描述。
So basically talk about his precious salvation is so, there's no word in the world.Is insufficient to sufficient to express.
所以讲到活泼的盼望，活泼的盼望是什么呢
？So what is the lively hope?
那么有的时候这个比较难理解，什么意思叫活泼的盼望
？So what does really mean?
所以我这里面用的是不灭的盼望。
And so where's the immortal hope?
那么这个讲章的题目就是不灭的盼望。
And so this is our title that is a hope will never die.
所以这个盼望不是人的愿望而已。
And this is not only our wishes.
这个盼望也不会因我们这个人生的终结而消失的。
And that will not end when we pass away.
乃是真实的，必将会实现。
And it is real, will always come true.
而且将会持续到永恒。
And will last until eternity.
这是神为我们预备的基业。
And this is the inheritance that God has provided for us.
讲到预备基业的话，我们知道我们大家都有产业，都知道是怎么回事。
So we know we all have a property. We kind of understand it.
那 最近这一年没有想到疫情当中，结果美国的房地产却是暴涨，对不对？
And so during pandemic, the real estate went way up.
所以我们知道这个产业是什么。
So we understand what is the property or inheritance.
啊，我们认识一个朋友呢，他的父亲呢是本来是以前是他们是山东人。
And so I know one friend and he's from Shantong.
那么他父亲呢置备了很多的地啊房产。
And his father has a lot of properties and real estate.
他的家里也是蛮富有的。
And pretty wealthy.
不过没有想到共产党来了之后啊，他所有的东西都没了。
And when communist party came, all the things were gone.
他的房子也卖不出去，他的地也卖出不了手啊。
And so he couldn't sell his houses or couldn't sell the land.
所以他就急急忙忙的就收拾了一些金银细软啊，就逃到了香港。
And so quickly wrapped some gold and maybe money and went to Hong Kong.
所以到了香港之后啊，他再也不敢买房子了。
So when he went to Hong Kong, he never want to buy property again.
因为他亏了血本了，他吓得他不肯再置办房产。
He didn't want to take the same risk again.
但是没想到，那这个五六十年代香港的房地产就是暴涨腾飞的时候。
And so unexpectedly, the real estate in Hong Kong went crazy in the 50s and
60s. 那么投资房地产的人都赚了很多的钱。
You make a lot of money if you invest in real estate.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们知道，在地上我们置的这些东西呢，都是有可能会随时会消失掉。
And so the things that we have to do on earth maybe just temporarily can disappear.
如果我们在地上置了房产，我们现在。哎呀，我二十岁时的买一个房子，我现在到了六十岁，我发现啊，我已经值了那么多钱。
And so if I bought a house when I was in the 20s, now probably worth a lot more money when I'm in the 60s.
弟兄姐妹，上帝为我们预备的产业可是远远不止这些。
And so God's the things that provided for us that is a lot more than this.
那么我们现在所在上神所里面得到的。只是一个小小的一个祝福。
And so what we receive right now is just only part of the blessing.
那么神在耶稣基督为我们的预备的救恩，就是这个盼望，这个是最重要的。
And the most important is that hope that we have in Christ.
那么要到将来才可以实现。
And will be only filled when we go to eternity.
所以值得注意的是，我们这个。里面讲到盼望的结果是什么呢？后面就讲到了喜乐。
And what is the result of hope? And later talk about joy.
所以只有满怀盼望的人才会有喜乐。
And only the people who have hope can have a full of joy.
这里喜乐出现了三次哈。
And joy happens first three times.
那么在第六节和第八节。
And in verse 6 and verse 8,
我们注意他用了三个修饰词
and he uses three modifiers,
是大有喜乐
and talk about unspeakable joy,
是说不出来的喜乐
unspeakable joy,
在第八节是满有荣光的大喜乐
and glorious joy.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们想到神为我们预备的怎么样，我们就喜乐。
And so whatever we think what has provided for us, we have a joy.
喜乐就是开心呢。
And joy is happy.
你就会笑出声来，对不对？
And you will laugh and you even have a sound of laugh.
我们常常说一个人实在太开心了，他做梦都会笑出声来。
And when people are full of joy, then even in the dream they will laugh.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们就是这样的喜乐。
And brothers and sisters, that is the joy we have.
所以在新年开始的我们第一个主日。我们再一次的提醒我们，主给我们预备这么好的东西，我们就是要开心喜乐。
And so the first week of the new year that God has provided us, that is such a great joy we have.
所以这是对我们每个人的提醒。
And this is a reminder for every one of us here.
所以不要因为事情的繁琐、生活的重担，而是觉得好像是负担很重。
And so the one of the trivial things is the burden of the life that make us to lose that joy.
是喜乐。
It's the joy.
不论环境怎么样。
And no matter the circumstances.
所以特别注意这里面上帝所看重的事情，这里讲了两件。
And there are two things that God really value.
弟兄姐妹注意啊，上帝所看重的事情啊， 我们只要去做就是蒙福的。
And so knowing that there are two things that God values, we're willing to do it, we'll be blessed.
第一个在第七节。
And the first is in verse 7.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵。
And so talk about the come to that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perished even in those refined by fire.May be proved genuine and may result in praise.
所以我们经过试验的时候，我们知道这个是神给我们的一个机会。
And so when we go through trial, it's God gave us an opportunity.
所以不要忧愁，反而要喜乐。
Do not be worried, and we should be still have a joy.
因为神最看重我们经过试验之后，我们依然有那美好的信心。
And so it's after the trial that we continue to have that faith.
So, 第二件神所最看重的事情是什么？
And what is the second important thing that God values?
那我们继续来看在第八节哈，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜。
So although you have not seen him, you love him, even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and feel with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们从来没有真眼用我们的右眼看过主耶稣在这世界上。
So although we have never really seen him with our eye to see Jesus on earth,
但是我们听见了福音，我们就信他。
And but because we heard the gospel, we believed in him.
然后我们就去爱他。
And we want to love him.
这个是神最喜悦。
And this is what really pleased to God.
特别是很多时候我们好像感觉到主耶稣没有在我们跟前那么亲近的时候，我们依然凭着信心去爱他。
And although sometimes we don't feel we're physically very close to him, but through our faith, we still want to love him.
这个是神最看重。
And this is something God values.
前两天我看到新闻里这个美国中部又是有这个龙卷风哈。
And so lately there's a tornado in the Middle West.
在肯塔基州的话，就有一户人家，他那个房顶啊都被龙卷风给卷走。
So in Kentucky, there was one family, the roof got blown away.
那么这家主人有一个叫 Jordan 的啊。
And this owner is called Jordan.
啊，他回到家一看，房顶没了。
And when he went home, the roof is gone.
所有的东西都晾在露天哈。
So everything is exposed.
只有他们家那钢琴还在那里，哎，这钢琴居然一点都没有受损。
And the piano still stand there, and there's no damage at all.
所以回到家里，那第一件事坐在钢琴之前就弹了一首圣乐。
And so the first thing he sat down is to play a hymn.
赞美神。
To praise the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个就是神最看重、最喜悦。
This is what God will please to God and what He values.
遇到这样的事情的时候，他知道说我还可以赞美神、感谢神。
When we facing those difficulty, we can still say praises.
为什么
？Why?
因为神给我们的那个盼望没有改变。
Because the hope that He gave to us never changed.
不会因为我们的环境而这个就改变，它没有改变。
We're not changed through our circumstances.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个世界啊，流行很多的东西哈。
And so this world has a different kind of trend.
很多的东西会分散我们的注意力。
And those kind of things will distract us.
有的时候让我们觉得忙碌。
And sometimes make us feel busy.
有的时候让我们觉得压抑。
And sometimes we feel suppressed.
有的时候让我们觉得沮丧。
And depressed.
有时甚至觉得忧伤。
And decadent.
这些都是很正常的我们的这个情绪。
And those are very normal emotions.
但是圣经提醒我们救恩的辉煌。
But the Bible reminds us of what the salvation is such a glorious salvation.
我想在新年的第一天，我们来研读这段经文，没有比这个更好的提醒。
The first Sunday of the New Year is nothing more important than this.
面对这个纷纷扰扰的世界
，And we're facing this distracting earth.
我们也不知道这一年的疫情又会发展到什么样的状况。
We have no idea what's going to happen with the pandemic.
但是不要让这些东西分散我们的注意力。
Do not let those things distracting us.
我们要专注到神给我们的救恩之上。
We will continue focus on the salvation He has provided for us.
所以，我们面对的 无论周围发生的事情不是一个消极的态度，而是个积极的态度。
And so no matter what happened to us, we should not have a very negative attitude, should be very positive.
就是积极的向上。
And continue to upward.
所以彼得这里说，我们基督徒第一节讲的是寄居的。
And so the Peter here talk about we're the foreigner in the world.
也就是说，我们生活在这个世界，但是不是属于这个世界。
So even though we're living on this world, but we do not belong to this world.
所以在第六节也讲到过，这些忧愁都是暂时的
，and all those worries are temporary，
必将会过去
，and you will go away。
所以呢，就是提醒我们的真实的身份是什么
，and it really reminds what's our true identity。
然后我这个开车，常常你看到车窗背后有些人会有画那个。
And so very often when you drive, you see the rear window, people usually have some stickers.
那个符号叫 not of this world.
And there one sticker said not of this world.
大家有没有见过这个？
Have you seen that one?
没有见过。有的人车子后面会画那个哈。
And some people actually has some drawing on that.
Yeah, 这个是其实是引入约翰福音的一段经文。
And it's from John.
约翰福音第十七章第十四节。耶稣就说：“你们是不属于这个世界。”
You talk about John 17:14. You do not belong to this world.
我想这个符号很好，这是提醒我们哈。
And the symbol is really good to remind us.
Not of this world.
We are not from this world.
我们生活在这世界，但是不是属于这个世界。
We live on this world, but we do not belong to this world.
所以别人会用各种。不同的目光来看待基督徒的。
And very often people look at us in a different eyes.
你为什么要信耶稣啊？
Why do you want to believe in Christ?
心灵有需要。
And do you really have that need?
哎呀，去教会是不是这个还要奉献很多钱？
When you go to church, you have to really give a lot of money to church.
哎呀，这教会你这个听那个讲道是不是很 boring?
And when you listen to a sermon, isn't that boring?
他不理解。
And they don't understand it.
不知道我们生活在这里面这个盼望到底是
什么。They do not understand that hope that we have in Christ.
但是我们不要忘记。
But we should not forget.
我们基督徒活在这个世界上最大的喜乐就是我们的盼望。
And so the most joy that we live on earth is that hope we have.
就是基督徒又不是我们没有难处。
And it's not we don't have difficulties.
也不是我们。没有低落的时候。
And it's not we have some lows.
但是这些东西它不能抓住我。
And those things cannot capture us.
也不能够掌控我。
Cannot control us.
所以呢，我们呢，就是才能够活出这种盼望所带来的喜乐。
So that's why we can live this hope and then can also bring great joy.
那我认识一个姐妹呢，她是有这个癌症哈。
And I know one sister has a cancer.
那么他其实是信主不久
，and she just became a believer.
但是呢，却是一个很大的挑战。他突然患了癌症
，and it's a huge challenge to her because she got cancer.
大家都为他祷告，他也是医治啊，等等治疗啊，各种各样的这种拖了好几年的时间。
And so people have been praying for her, go through different treatments, all that, and last for a few years.
那么到最后都是他身体，他知道是所有的治疗最后都不行。
And so later that all the treatment had failed.
但是我就很欣赏这个姐妹的态度。
I really admire this sister's attitude.
她说呢，我呢不把自己当个病人。
And so I'm not treating myself as a patient.
我要把自己当一个正常人。
I'm treating myself as a normal person.
所以不论这一天多么的辛苦，他早上起来都要梳洗打扮。
And so no matter how hard this day is going to be, she will always dress up and dress appropriately.
所以她自己都是收拾干干净净，星期天都来到教会。
Always come to church and in a nice demeanor.
所以如果不说的话，大家不知道她癌症末期。
And people have no idea that she has suffered the end stage of cancer.
去探访他也是他家里摆的鲜花各种各样的他就是来享受他最后在世界上的这个生活
When you visit her home that there's a fresh flower she's truly enjoying the life
所以弟兄们这就是一个盼望所活出来的一个生活
And this is the, what the hope will bring a real true living.
所以彼得呢是来勉励当时那些受到迫害的基督徒。
So the Peter actually is to encourage those people, the believer being persecuted.
让他们专注将来的那些盼望。
And try to really focus on the hope that in the future.
那这个盼望就是我们必然会从死里复活来承受上帝所赐给我们的产业。
And we'll be resurrected and then we'll receive the inheritance that God has provided for us.
所以这是惊天动地的大事。
And this is something that is really shocked the world.
就是关乎人类未来的壮举。
It just has to do something that happened to people in the future.
是惊天地泣鬼神的大事。
It's really hard to imagine.
这个值得我们一生的专注。
It's worth our life attention.
并且要投身在当中。
And we need to commit in it.
所以不论我们周围的环境如何。
No matter what our circumstances are.
我们要知道说我们要怎么样聚焦定睛在神给我们的救恩之上。
So we need to truly focus on what has God prepared for us.
为那个救恩而欢喜快乐。
And to be joyful for our salvation.
那么以前呢，有一个基督徒呢，他叫弗朗西斯的。
And there is one Christian, so Francis Assisi.
那么他呢，叫这个亚西亚的这个信徒哈。
And he was a believer.
那么他呢，家里面蛮富有。
And he was pretty wealthy.
那么他也是非常的有热情哈。
He has a zealous.
对于这个基督的信仰。
And to the faith.
他甚至去参加十字军的东征哈。
And he also went the
Crusade. 所以他才知道说怎么样去爱这位主。
So he started learn how to love the Lord.
就像这段经文讲，没有见过他，却是去爱他。
And so you even have not seen him, but you learn to love him.
那么爱他就是乐意多花时间跟他在一起。
And what does that love mean? That you're willing to spend more time with them.
爱他就是想多去认识他。
I want to know him more.
所以他就放弃了他所有的财产。
So he gave up all his wealth.
所以他到处去游行，去把这个救恩的福音传给别人。
He traveled a lot and tried to share the gospel with others.
他还到不同的地方去修建教堂。
And sometimes he would repair churches.
那么在他的这一生当中有很多奇妙的故事。
And in his life there's a lot of miraculous.
Yeah, 有很多的神迹奇事在他周围的发生。
And then you have a lot of miraculous things just happen.
那个小鸟可以跟他讲话。
And then there was a bird who can talk to him.
那些动物是听他的命令。
And the animal will listen to him.
所以现在我们听起来这些故事好像是不可以想象的事。
We just can't imagine that.
但弟兄姐妹，这就是上帝将来为我们预备的世界所有的情形。
And this is the thing that the scene that God has prepared for us in the future.
弗朗西斯只不过是在地上，他有这个机会来向我们展示了这个图像的一个缩影。
And Francis has an opportunity to see that as a part of it that we can see that in the future.
所以他为神成就了大事。
He has accomplished great things for the Lord.
专门。成立了一个叫弗朗西斯的那个他不叫宗派，叫 Flair。
And so he actually established Francis Flair.
我们知道旧金山是以他的名字命名的。
And the San Francisco is named after him.
Yeah, 所以旧金山离我不远哈。
And so it's not too far away.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们一生这人生当中能够做出卓越成就的人。
And so in our life, the people can do extraordinary things.
都是那些人，他们能够定睛在未来的事情。
Are those the people who can focus on eternity?
愿神祝福我们在座的。
Wish God will take care and bless every one of us here.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们话语。
Dear Lord, we just thank you for your words.
再一次的提醒我们救恩何等的宝贵。
Can you remind us how what a precious is your salvation?
可能我们已经听过很多遍的救恩。
As we have heard your salvation so many times.
我们听过很多遍我们的复活的盼望，我们将来长寿基业的盼望。
We heard about so many resurrection hope and our inheritance.
但是主愿你再一次挑动我们心中的火。
And continue to stir up the fire in our hearts.
因为这个盼望不是人的愿望。
And those hope are not our wishes.
也不是我们的想象。
It's not our imagination.
乃是不灭的盼望。
And this is the imperishable hope.
让我们定睛在主耶稣基督的身上。
Let's focus on Jesus Christ.
不论我们周围的环境如何。
No matter what our circumstances are.
主你给我们的应许不会改变。
Your promise will never change.
我们盼望着。主耶稣基督再来的日子
We are hoping and expecting your second coming.
那是我们完全得赎的日子
And that will be the day that will be complete salvation.
一切我们在一生中所行所做的一切都可以荣耀
Everything we do in our life, we can glorify you.
我们祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.